The opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds! Yes, again, it is Sunday, August 5th, 2018. Wow, what a year we're having so far. This has got to be the worst year of my life so far.
I hear you. Can we go back and start over again?
We still got some time left. What is August, September, October, November, December?
Yeah, but that's scary.
Yeah, I know. It's like, good grief. I mean, what a year. Wow. So I'm back in the saddle here. I've been out for a couple of weeks, so I'm not sure you guys have missed me. You had some pretty good hosts here and some good talk going on and a lot of different things. But I'm back regardless of whether you like me or not. I like the way the whole room snickered when I said that. What?
I think they have medication for that now.
That they say about people like that.
They can't cure it, but they can control it.
I'm here in the studio in the great state of
Georgia. They do have a name for that disorder.
With my sister Linda.
Good morning.
Who can't keep her mouth shut to save her life.
I've only begun.
She does all the heavy lifting as well.
Good morning.
And also, we have our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal, Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Red Smith. What can we say about Red Smith?
Just leave it at the dude.
What can we say about Red Smith on the air without getting beeped?
Yeah.
Be careful. Ashley's kind of busy at the moment.
She is.
But I'm still paying attention.
That's true.
She's related to Kwai Cheng Kang. Kane. Yeah, you know, Kung Fu, the Ninja Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's got some moves.
Oh, what troubles you, Grasshopper?
Yeah, that's right. When you can snatch the calculator from my hand, it is time for you to leave. Boy. Well, boy, a lot has gone on since I left. I mean, I went to Tennessee.
It's been a whirlwind.
And on the way there, I found out that the Redding's on fire. So I'm, you know, on the plane. I landed in Atlanta, you know, and then I'm checking up, and it's like, holy crap, this thing's going wild. It's out of control.
You're lucky you weren't here.
Yeah.
it was a little scary there for a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm worried about my family and you know, do we got to evacuate? And I'm not there. And, gosh, it was, pretty, you know, just, I don't know what the answer or what the word I'm looking for is. But, you know, I was, like, incredibly concerned. And so, you know, while I'm there, I get there, do the red eye all night, blah, blah, blah. You know, get a chance to rest, go do the interview for the ACLJ. That should be coming out here in the next, who knows. Back on the plane. Well, before I got back on the plane, I went to a Civil War battlefield in Tennessee. It was at Franklin, Tennessee. And that was pretty cool. And tomorrow night, I think they're going to have some clips of me. I tried to document it. But then while I was there, I got sick. I started getting strep throat. That's why I don't fly on planes. And then I get back here, and I had to drive to the coast to get the vaccine exemptions for the kids. and then drive back 36, by the way, because 299 is closed because everything's on fire by then. This fire has gone completely bonkers. And, you know, it's completely out of control. And, you know, it's burned up. I mean, to date, we've got,
154,000 acres.
Yeah, 154,000 acres, and it's only 41% contained. You know, 1,000 structures destroyed.
Closer to 1,500, by the way.
Well, I'm looking at the fire report here, so
yep.
It's...
And it says 1,080 residences destroyed and another
500 outbuildings. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, this has been the absolute worst fire in the history of the North State as far as property damage, I'm assuming. I'm sure.
No, I think Mendocino's got it beat right now. Mendocino's at like 266,000 acres down there.
But property, yeah, property damage, maybe homes.
But yeah.
I think we're the sixth worst in the state in state history at the moment. And
as far as finance, yeah. How much financial damage it's done.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
this whole state is, I mean, wow.
Then we could talk about California. Is this normal? Do you remember like this stuff when you were...
This is the new normal. Have you heard that repeated over and over?
Yeah.
They're trying to beat it into our heads. This is the new normal.
We'll probably need to talk about that a little more. Yeah, exactly. Why? And we're going to talk some more about that. So anyway, I'm coming back 36, and I'm telling you, you know, breathing really thick, smoke is not really good when you have strep throat, by the way.
Just, what do you mean?
Just in case you wanted to know. So I got strep throat in Tennessee for being on the plane. I don't know how. And so I had to go to the doctor in Eureka and get, some medication for that because it was, like, getting bad. And then drive back through the smoke to get back to home. I mean, it was like the week from hell.
Some of us just lived in the smoke and still are. I mean, you know, last night about 8 o'clock, there's a big column of smoke behind my house. You know, it's like, oh, man, you know.
I was up delivering supplies into Trinity County with Terry Raposa's kid, Clayton, yesterday. And we had to take 36 up over and 3 and down into Hayfork and then over to Weaverville. And you could see the fire the whole way up where you get up there in the mountains on 36.
It's actually not going away yet. Yeah, it's and by the way, 36 is not nearly as bad as the last time I went over it.
No, they've done a lot to fix it. It's not as fun anymore.
It's not as windy, and they actually have pavement.
Yes.
But
that's scary.
And we do have a caller.
We got
callers.
A couple.
Yeah.
I believe we got Gary first. Gary Hollihan, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to hear everyone's voice, and I trust that we've weathered this mess so far.
Let's hope so.
It's like jumping off a building. So far, so good.
Okay. Well, Mark, I would imagine you'll be giving autographs to tomorrow night since you are our new local star on stage, screen, and radio and such. All right. Seriously, gentlemen, you are one of my main sources of news. So therefore, I'm sure we've all heard rumors, this, that, and something, how this mess started. And do you have, there must be records as to when the call was first made regarding the fire caused by the flat on the trailer or et cetera. And who responded first, and who did what, when, how, and such. Do you have any info regarding that? Because I've heard about 2-3 different stories. I'm sure you have also, and I'd like to know what is the truth, what really happened.
Well, the only story that I know about, and again, just being back and not having researched any of that at all, excuse me, is the guy with the trailer up there and the tire blew and it skidded along and created sparks all along, you know, out there by Whiskey Town, and that was pretty much it.
He pulled over as soon as he could, from my understanding. It wasn't like he just kept driving and not paying attention.
There's some questions about how long it took in response time from the time that he made the call and said, you know, I have concerns that might have sparked the fire. Who responded first, how long it took him to respond first. And I've also heard something about maybe if certain emergency vehicles had had a fire extinguisher on them like they were required to, this might not have gotten out of hand. But that is absolutely unconfirmed. That's all been, hearsay and talk.
Yeah, because doesn't it matter where it's located, which jurisdiction it's in, as far as who responds? I'm just saying
I think that's one of our biggest problems, too, that needs to be addressed, is this jurisdictional pissing match that these guys have. I'm sorry, if it's on the BLM line of the and your Forest Service, put the thing out.
It shouldn't matter at that stage.
I have a source who's very high up in Cal Fire, and I'll give him a call this week and talk to him. And he's a straight shooter, and I'll find out and figure out what's going on.
There are public logs, aren't there? I understood that a highway patrol pulled over that trailer was causing the sparks, and he called in the stuff, and I also understand that the person that owned the trailer called in, and there must be public logs when it was done and who responded, and I understand the volunteer fire department of French Colts jumped on that right away, and then I hear something, well, maybe we shouldn't extinguish this. We should let it burn. So that's I'll be anxiously awaiting your investigation, Rob, and see what you can come up with. Or Red?
Yeah, definitely. We're looking into it, Gary. I'm not willing to comment it on that time because, like I said, everything at this time is not either.
I just like to know, and if there's heads that need to be rolled, maybe the heads ought to start rolling, or maybe not. It's all.
I think this is something that you don't want to rest a judgment on, because you're hearing a lot of rumors. Yeah. A lot of people are angry. A lot of people have lost property, and we also have seen the firefighters jump into the fray here and doing an absolute magnificent job of trying to save as many properties as possible. So
I talked to John Laws, who's past French Gulch and his area, and he worked sometime with the firefighters up on his property, and he has nothing but high praise for what the firefighters were doing, and the info that he garnered from them gave me a whole different outlook just talking to him for about 15 or 20 minutes. So he was very, very, very positive
considering
the firefighters and what they did.
Considering the conditions, the terrain, absolutely erratic, unexplainable fire behavior. The boots on the ground have been amazing. I mean, you couldn't ask for better. And Gary, I think there's a whole lot of questions and a whole lot of things around this fire that when things get settled, when we get the ashes beat down, that we need to come together as a community and ask a lot of questions about what went wrong, why did it go wrong, how can it be done better. What do we need? And that needs to be an assessment from the community to boots on the ground firefighters, to law enforcement, to the, all the way up the ladder. What worked? What didn't work? What can we do in the future to make it better? And how do we make sure
it doesn't happen
again? Everything we can to stop this. Do we need fuel reductions?
Okay, I'll sign off. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night, Mark. Bye.
All right, thanks, Gary. Right. Yeah, I mean, the other side of that, too, is that have we had a lot of, I mean, is there something in the system that we can fix, or have we had a lot of overtime fuels building up because of mismanagement in the forest?
Well, it could be a combination of a lot of different things that had snowballed, so to speak, to create such a massive, devastating fire.
I don't think you can point to one singularity
that's kind of
creating these things. And that's why we almost need to go back to the drawing board as a community and as citizens and redevise this. Otherwise, we're going to leave it to the people that have given us the current policy to do it.
Right.
Right. And so I guess we have another caller.
We do. We've got Mary. Good morning, Mary.
We lost
Call
Mary.
Back in, Mary.
So,
we would love to talk with you.
I'm looking at the car fire activity map right now, and I'll tell you what, this thing doesn't look like it's getting smaller.
It's not.
And so, I mean, it says 41% contained, but we're all the way to Trinity Lake.
When we were up there yesterday, we were up at Loudoun Park, and we were up helping some people that are refugeed up in Coffee Creek and things. That fire was a half mile from Lewiston.
It's over Lewiston now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in Lewiston now.
We were pretty sure as we were as we were leaving, they lost Lewiston, because as we were leaving, it was like every siren in the world lit up and just truck after truck.
Yeah,
after
it jumped
truck.
A line over there, didn't it? Some of the lines that they had over there.
It's definitely in Trinity County now.
It's headed for Weaverville.
And headed for Weaverville, absolutely.
And then you've got the fire burning up the other side towards Hayfork.
Yeah, and then on the north end, it's going to burn up the whole east side of Trinity Lake, it looks like.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Mary back on the line. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, I'm sorry I missed that last 6 minutes, but the phone goes numb. When I'm on hold, I don't get to hear anything. one of the things I wanted to tell you was I was talking to my insurance agent. Of course, my house is not damaged, okay? Thank you for all your concerns to Linda and Mark and the family. Smoke is killing me. Mm-hmm. We still have a fire at Dog Mine, and we got notice from Cal Fire that they, if it comes down any further, it might jump plaster, and then we're in devil's way again. But what I called about was I talked to my agent, and he said that these companies will not fold up now like they did between Katrina, Harvey, Andrew, because they have catastrophic insurance that backs them. So farmers insurance money that's being paid out is being reimbursed by the backers. So I thought that was interesting. He also said that it has to hit a certain dollar value before catastrophic kicks in.
We're
and
well
it
over
hit
it.
That, it hit that mark probably the first couple of days.
Yeah.
I thought as soon as they called it an emergency, then it makes a difference with the insurance. I don't know, but that's what I heard with several things.
I believe there's levels between emergency. There's state emergency, state disaster,
right.
Federal
right.
emergency, and now we're a major catastrophe federally.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been declared a presidentially declared disaster area.
Insurance lingo is catastrophic.
Catastrophic.
After it hits the dollar amount, and then they get totally reimbursed. And you're right, that might have been as easy as the phone call to the Fed.
Correct. Yeah.
It's been declared by both Moonbeam and Trump. So. Yeah.
Moonbeam, oh, God, don't even go there. His speech said 1,000 years ago there was a 150-year drought. And we're probably in that now. So please conserve your water. Hello? Everybody wanted to hear the governor say nice, warm, and fuzzy things for the people that lost their homes. And he goes and tells them there's going to be more drought?
I can't. This guy can't get rid of this guy fast enough.
I mean, if he said something right, I didn't hear it. Goodbye, guys. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Mary, for calling in. And we're glad that you're safe and your house is safe as well. And next we got Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, it is a good morning. I might call a little bit later, but I wanted to get this in to you. A friend of mine came over and showed me on his phone a picture of the trailer that started the fire.
Yes.
And it was a dual axle trailer. And the back axle and the front axle, they didn't have the dust covers on. The dust cover keeps the dust out and the grease in, and you could see on the back axle where the nut was off center. And it is my opinion that probably the wheel bearings
right.
went out, and that's what caused everything to go haywire.
Oh, I mean, it could happen. I mean, I mean,
a lot of heat that comes off of the wheels.
Well, hey, you know, if somebody packed the grease in them bearings and didn't put those dust caps on, and I see cars running around Redding like that, you know, that's just negligence. That's something that could have been avoided.
Well, or they put the dust cover back on
and it fell off.
And it popped off for whatever reason, not being on properly put, you know, not being put on properly, or maybe they hit something. Who knows?
Well, it was off on both axles,
And
you could see the grease had flown around on the wheel.
Right, so that makes it a little more suspicious because I could see one, but two, and now you're starting to maybe get into negligence, like you say.
And I wanted to also tell Gary Hallahan, I stumbled across a website this morning for the Forbidden Bookshelf. Get your daughter to Google that and get on Amazon. There's books on there that our government has
banned.
Yes.
Wow. No.
And it's just amazing. The first one here, The Lords of Creation, it talks about the 1% when it was created quite a while ago. There's another one on here about DuPont and how they have, if I could find it here, the Phoenix Program. Here's a good one. This is about our mind control and torture and things like that that happened in Vietnam. And it, from what I read about it, the little promotional deal, how it applies to what's going on with the deep state right here, right now. And well, I mean, there's about 25 books on here that, you know, it looks to me like I want to read about 15 of them.
Wow, and that's the Forbidden Bookshelf?
The Forbidden Bookshelf. You Google that. I Googled it, and a bunch of sites came up, and I clicked on Amazon, and Amazon has them on there reasonably priced. Like the Lords of Creation, it's $10 for the Kindle edition, but I believe that here we are. The hardcover is $150. Paperback is $12.18.
Oh, there's a bunch of stuff here.
There is.
Phoenix, Ropes of Sand, Hidden Terrors, Why They Will Be Done. Wow.
Yeah, I think this is very interesting. You remember 2 or 3 weeks ago I called and I suggested that maybe you suggest a website that maybe people aren't aware of to get news?
Right.
This is a good one.
There you go. All right.
Have a great day.
All right, thanks for calling in. We do have another caller. Oh. Do we want to take that caller before we go to break?
Yeah, let's go. We got 4 minutes.
All right. Good morning, Susan. What can we do for you?
I'm hoping somebody could help a friend of mine that owns All Animal Grooming find out why her brother was left to die in the town of Keswick City. They were there several hours before that town lit up, trying to get him, and they wouldn't let him in, let the family in to get him. He was recovering from a double bypass surgery.
I heard about this.
Yeah. I heard part of this.
She said, we begged them to go in, and they said, ma'am, we will get him out. We leave no one behind.
Yeah, they wouldn't let them go in and get him either.
No, they left him behind.
Well, we'll do a little more investigative reporting on that. But I did read about that somewhere. I don't remember. It might have been on Facebook. But maybe we can line up some stuff and try to figure some of this stuff out in the next few weeks, because there's a lot of things.
The fact that she said the minute they called for evacuation, they were there, and she said it was several hours before that town went up. So you know. Something's real wrong there. So, anyway, that's all.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in
is a lot that we're going to be looking into and investigating and tracking. You know, one of the things is a federal disaster, as we've been declared, is there is going to be a gully washer of money headed Shasta County's that way, headed Shasta County's way. And we're going to need to watch those dollars, too, and make sure that they get here and they get to the people that they're supposed to. Because once you go through the layers of corruption all the way down the scale, you know, we need to make sure that that's getting there. There's some very serious questions about, did you guys actually evacuate 38,000 people with no plan in place of what to do with them, how to get them out, and where to put them? There's a lot that needs to be thought about and addressed. But I think it's very critical that we stay the course. We understand this fire is not over. There's still a lot of people in danger, and we need to kind of hold our questions and anger in check a little bit until we get this disaster dealt with. There is a time and a place, and there needs to be a reckoning and a resolution to what has happened.
As of right now, I don't know if anybody realizes it, but in the state of California, Brown has already declared a state of emergency in Lake, Mariposa, Mendocino, Napa, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, Santa Barbara, Shasta, and Siskiyou counties.
Yeah, that's insane. We still got 2 months of fire season.
It's August.
Yeah, and these fires aren't out. Nowhere near being out.
Yeah, and there is, you know, there's similar situations going on with our brothers and sisters in Southern Oregon. You know, that it's bad. And, you know, there needs to be some serious questions and revision of policy of why this is going. Even if the whole global warming argument is correct, and if you buy into all of that, should we not be taking steps to mitigate the damage because of it? I mean, and that is, at this time in California, we as citizens are being taxed more than ever for fire services, and our fire services and our fire capabilities are lower than they have been in decades. At a time that we are spending more than we ever have, we have less fire protection and fires are getting worse. There's something broken. It needs to be found, it needs to be identified, and it needs to be fixed.
I
agree. With that, we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in and have a question or concern or something you want to talk about, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
I'm being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways. Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KZNR.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
There's a lot of that going on.
Jeez. Sally says on the chat room, yeah, all of the counties declared disasters are in Jefferson, and that's a fact. We've got another one here. Add the equation of the endless stream of highly flammable aluminum particles sprayed by jets. Wow, I mean, hey, you know,
there's a lot of contributing factors to what went on with this fire.
Fuel management of the forests.
And what gets me, you had to see it coming.
You can't log anymore.
Unfortunately, because there's so many factors.
Well, you know, it's just like logging. Oh, yeah. Log because it makes the forest look ugly. But, you know, it might make the forest look ugly for a short amount of time in the long scheme of things. But it cleans up a lot of fuel. It takes care of a lot of fire problems.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you go through and harvest a unit, we used to go through and cut the slash, nothing more than ankle high. You pile up the slash
and then
burn
you burn it in the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I used to do that for when I was a
kid. I've done that.
Yeah.
I worked for them.
Yeah, I mean.
And like we were talking about during the break about the fire lines. You know, we used to do fire lines. That's part of what we did for the Forest Service when I worked for is you went out and you made fire roads and you made fire lines and all that. And now.
Preventative maintenance.
Exactly. That's what we did all summer long.
Yeah. And you used to be able to drive out our roads and you would see them. Every ridge line, there would be a fire access road. To where they could get in to prepare fire lines,
right.
They could get into these territories.
They're not cutting
their way through the slash.
Let's
to get
shut
up.
All the roads and make them so that they're impassable. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's
a
good idea.
You have the lookouts too. I did that for a while when you went up to the lookout.
Where's our lookout towers?
Yeah,
we used to be very effective at fighting fire, and I mean, if you live in Northern California, you live in forested regions, you're going to deal with forest fires. They're going to be
sure.
Dramatic.
There's always going to be fires.
You can't get around it, but this, on this scale, over and over and over, something has changed, and we need to identify what it is, and I think it's several factors that have changed.
I think so.
And they need to be addressed and fixed. The sheer heat in fire. I mean, I have a tornado effect,
you know, a fire-nado, if you want to call it.
40 years around wildfires, I have never seen anything like that.
When that tornado hit, I'll tell you what, it was kind of spooky in Redding. I was driving through Redding.
You watched it.
Yeah,
and then
all the lights went out.
Yeah.
All the street lights were out. All the signals were out. It was kind of spooky. You know, it's like, wow. And people were running the lights because it didn't register in their head. You know, it didn't say go or stop. So they were just going nuts. It's like, wow.
Well, I mean, for those people that are preppers and preparers and stuff, you know, it just drives the point home of how fast a disaster can be on top of you and how fast the herd goes bad.
Right.
Remember when we were doing all that preparation and that prepper stuff, and it's like, oh, you guys, what are you worried about?
Yeah.
Yeah, the real deal is it doesn't matter. I mean, we might have been prepping for a lot of different things, but if you don't have a go bag and you don't have your act together and you don't, you know, have something put aside so you can get out of there quickly and not starve to death or, you know, get your kids to safety, whatever it is, you're a moron. I mean, that's the real bottom line. It's a responsibility. It's not like you're some, you know, end of the world preparation prepper guy. It's a moral responsibility to be prepared. I don't understand what happened with that being an actual, good strategy as opposed to, you know, gee, you're a nut job because you want to get prepared.
Yeah, in case Mother Nature drops a Moab in your backyard.
And it should wake people up. Remember what it got gridlock out here on the highways
because people didn't stop and think,
yeah, you have your prepper bag, but what good does it do you if you're stuck in traffic for 2 hours?
We were evacuating out by the Lake Boulevard area. And you could see the wall of flames coming closer and closer. And as people are bumper to bumper both directions, you started to see the panic. There was people that started to get up on the sidewalk.
Prepper, it's not just about a go bag and just sitting in a car someplace. It's about thinking about where you're at, where you're going to go.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, having water available.
That's what I mean.
You know, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff there that you should have already thought about and pre-planned. I mean, when I got home on Sunday afterward, the only thing we had to do was hook up two trailers. That was it because everything else was pretty much ready to go. And so that's the kind of thing I'm talking about is that, you know, what are you going to do? Have you thought about it? Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Have you put together a plan, a meeting place? Where are you going to go? Do you have food that you can throw into the car real quick? You know, provisions? That's the stuff that needs to be, thought about as well. And, you know, again, you know, it could be an economic disaster. It could be a fire. It could be a flood. I mean,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It,
exactly.
It doesn't really matter. You should be prepared and know what you're going to do.
Right. So,
and your family.
And you know, even on the point of civil insurrection or something, as fast as they cut the power and had roads sealed off and stuff, you get a real first-eye view of just how fast
it happens.
Boom. you're locked down.
Yeah, I agree. And I think we've got other things coming down the pipe. I mean, we just happened to, hopefully we helped some people get ready, you know, through the Tea Party and this, you know, prepper thing that we, you know, this binge that we were on, if you want to call it that, for, you know, the last 4 or 5 years of getting ready in case there's a catastrophic event. So with that said, I think we have a caller.
We do. We have Jimmy on the line. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, folks. Yeah, exit strategy is number one. We learned that because we got evacuated. Yeah. Hey, I actually called because the last few years they've had controlled burns on the right near Whiskey Town. And what was that all about? I mean, did that help our situation, do you think?
I don't think it helped anything from what I'm seeing at all. I mean, it just, Whiskey Town's completely wiped out. I mean, I used to do that when I worked for the Forest Service and CDF, is do control burns. And, you know, there has to be, what you're doing is you're getting rid of fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
And when you're getting rid of the fuel, you know, you're doing it in such a way that, you know, if there is a fire, that it you have brakes, fuel brakes is what it amounts to.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't see from the map what I'm looking at.
Well, it was depending on where they were doing the control burns, like you say, what areas were they targeting to...
That's right. There should be a strategically, you know, assessment, a strategic assessment of why you're doing these burns. If you just have... It's like cutting a
fire.
You
know what they were burning? It wasn't fuels reductions that they were doing. They were burning all the slash and leftover from all the trails that they've been cutting up to the waterfall.
Okay, that was my next point, is that, okay, if you're just cutting a fire trail... to go to, let's say,
trail.
A hiking trail, or what you can call it, fire trail, hiking trail, slash trail, through the forest to get to a destination or whatever. That's not strategic as far as fire reduction. And also, that's something that you'd almost have to cut every single year, because you can't cut one wide enough, because as soon as spring comes and you have the rains and the growth comes back in, guess what happens? I mean, it overgrows the trail that you just cut.
Right.
Unless you're going to do a major trail, and even that, you know, it's only going to take a couple years.
Right. The weird thing is along 299, the south side of Whiskey Town there, that fire blew through there a few years ago, and there's still a bunch of dead, giant trees. And it's like I've been always going, why haven't they cut those down and cleared this out?
It's one of my pet peeves, Jimmy. I mean, it defies freaking logic.
Manzanita. You want to talk about fire? I mean, Manzanita burns so hot.
Yes, it does.
The Manzanita has taken over. And so that is so much fuel, and it just, I mean, you guys know. You know?
Yeah.
Well, that's directly tied to California policy.
That's what I'm talking about.
When it goes through a burn unit, by the time a timber company is able to get a timber harvest plan through the state of California to go in there and harvest the burned trees and do what they can.
It's almost impossible.
It's impossible because the trees have begun to rot. They're infested with bark beetles.
Exactly.
And it is nothing but ladder fuels and just waiting to combust. And if you look all over, we've had so many fires in the last decade that have not been cleared. The slash has not been cleared. There's places to go. You're waist deep in fuels.
Because the policy of California is not based on reality. It's not based on economics. It's based on feel-good BS down there from the tree huggers who are more worried about, you know, feeling good than they are actually protecting people, lives, and property. And that's it from a nutshell. I mean, I was early on going to be a forester when I was 18, 19, and spent a lot of time in the woods. And so the policies are completely changed from then now, and like I say, it's all feel good BS. It's not about really managing the forest. You got a bunch of idiot liberals down there in Sacramento, and you know, up to this administration, I'm going to say, and probably still some that haven't been weeded out of the deep state, that are worried more about controlling everything and everyone than they are actually good policies
and
to manage the forest.
And money.
Okay, folks, with that said, one more quick question, I'll get off the air. What do you guys, we got to look towards the future here a little bit with all the, when the rains come, the landslides and all the whatever. So I'll let you guys go. Thank you very much. You guys are awesome.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Jimmy. We appreciate it.
Yeah, for calling in.
So we also have another caller, from El Dorado County.
We've got Terry G. on the line. Good morning, Terry.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
We're doing good. What can we do for you?
I wanted to call in and give a big thank you for you promoting our business showcase and fundraiser that we had in last month, and also to thank the many sponsors of our radio show who also donated prizes and set up booths. As a result of the $10,000 match and combined with what we, the proceeds from the event, we were able to send a check for $40,221.33 to our legal fund.
What a, well, yes. All right.
Awesome. You guys did an awesome job down there.
So, it was great that you, you know, advertised this for us and it helped because a lot of the donations came from throughout the state of California, even out of state, but then from our particular people in the various county committees. And in addition, I wanted to add one thing about going to the SOJ51.org website. This is where you can subscribe for free to the Jefferson Messenger, and if you click on resources, you can go right to the subscription, plus it will have back issues of the Messenger. And this week's Messenger coming up, which will be out Saturday the 11th, in particular has an article, actually, that I wrote, but that's not, you know, the reason I'm calling. But it's called Whiskey is for Drinking and Water is for Fighting. And this is very important now with this grab the stop the grab, the water grab rally on August 20th. And also how the impact that the Brown administration, the State Water Resources Control Board, continues to have on rural water districts and rural water agencies. So we ask that you subscribe, look for the Messenger on the 22nd, and be sure to try to attend the rally. We need everybody from the Jefferson counties there with their signs, their gear, their flags, and also to designate a sign that says you are from Placer County, State of Jefferson, because not that many people know that there are actually 23 counties now in the state of Jefferson.
Awesome.
Yeah,
very
Thanks
good.
Thanks for calling. And how are you doing, Terry? Don't you have fires?
What's
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
What's the date of that rally again, Terry?
It's Monday, August 20th at noon at the north steps of the state capitol. And Assemblyman Adam Gray, who actually is a moderate Democrat, is the one coordinating this.
Wow.
And this is about the State Water Control Resources Board amending to allow more water to be diverted from the New Maloney's Dam, diverted from farmers, and to send to save the fish.
All four of them.
And we also have another water bond on the ballot this year, Prop 3, which is an $8.7 billion water bond, but in the end of the 40 years, the cost will be to the taxpayers over $17 billion.
Good
grief.
And once again, very little money going for water storage.
Yeah, where's the money from the last two water bonds? Where's the new water storage?
That's been a bone of contention, and it was interesting because just last week, which was a bipartisan effort by some in the state legislature, they actually got the commission to allocate the $2.7 billion that was in the Prop 1 2014 water bond, and personally, my thinking is they did that because it would be hard to sell this new water bond with, again, the lower amount of money going for any water storage facilities.
Well, we're going to hear more and more about this water issue, especially next year when that law comes into effect, or you know, you're going to be limited and you're going to be rationed and you're going to be fined and
And this is all covered in this article. Don't forget, in the meantime, you know what Prop 1 money couldn't do? Was it couldn't fix the money could not be allocated to fix the Oroville Dam spillway. But guess what? They're using the Prop 1 money to tear down the four dams in Siskiyou County and Klamath.
These guys are criminals.
So that just shows you the mismanagement and, you know, what's going on.
Well, we tried to advise voters when that proposition went through that right there buried in the language was money being set aside to remove any obstruction or fish impediment.
Yep. Right, right. And that's been the aim of, Friends of the River, Planning and Conservation League. So there's some history in this article that's coming out, and I hope that everybody will, take the opportunity to read it. And we've got to get behind. It's not just gas tax, it's water. And this is something that impacts everybody in California.
Well, what we have to realize is these guys are all liars. They have a hidden agenda, and what they say to your face is not is exactly the opposite of what they believe. It's like saying, "Oh, we don't want to take your guns away." Whatever. They absolutely do.
Right. So anyway, thank you both for all you're doing, and again to everybody and our sponsors that helped us on our fundraiser. And it's time for representation, because nothing is going to be solved in this state till we have representation.
Very good.
This is what it's all about.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Terry. So, again, that rally is August 20th at noon on the north steps of the Sacramento Capitol Building, and that's facing L Street. So, again, on the 20th. And with that, we have to go to a break. And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Kick up the leaves and the magic is lost.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Some college students are fed up with politically correct policies silencing their free speech on campus and are suing. One such group, Speech First, argues that universities are establishing arbitrary rules about what speech is acceptable, and these rules threaten First Amendment rights.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Well, you need a blue sky holiday.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Yeah, we've had a couple of bad days.
Just a few.
We got to turn them around. I mean, the community's pulling together, and, you know, we're seeing what we're all made of here. So.
Yes. I just want to get out there that Saturday, August 11th, we will be serving meals for fire victims in front of Becca's Cafe in Anderson. So if you want to help with serving or prepping food, you can give me a call at 221-0101, or you can come down and get food if you are a fire victim. So we'll be out there. I believe it's going to start at 4, and we're prepping for at least 500 people. So we can take the help we can get. And,
all right.
Yeah.
Very good.
We're pulling
good.
Together as a community, and so we'll be down there serving pulled pork. Somebody donated 3 pigs that we'll be roasting up. So,
all right.
There you go.
Sounds like a good time. I just want to cover some of this tax stuff here on this disaster. I want everybody to know out there, one of these declared disasters, that you can actually deduct a disaster loss for any loss sustained in California that is proclaimed by the governor to be in a state of emergency. California law generally follows federal law regarding the treatment of losses incurred as a result of a casualty or a disaster. So I want people to know that even though you might have lost everything as well, and that's a sad deal, but don't forget that, you know, we get into the next year that you're going to want to deduct all these losses from all of this stuff, you know. And so you want to keep track of everything. You want to have pictures. You want to, you know, how much did you lose? You know, we got to put some values on this stuff. And California tax or revenue and taxation code section 170 provides that you may be eligible for property tax relief if a calamity such as a fire, earthquake, flood damage, or destroys your property. The relief is dependent on whether the county where your property is located in has adopted an ordinance allowing property tax relief to owners of damaged or destroyed property without fall from the assessee. In such cases, the county assessor will immediately reappraise the property to reflect its damaged condition. In addition, when it is rebuilt or like in a similar manner, the property will retain its prior value.
So do they have to go down to the assessor to have that done, or will it automatically do it?
No, I don't think they'll automatically do it. I think you're going to probably have to call them and tell them that that's what you want to do. But I want to throw that out there because people, you know, you get lose sight of some of these things that are actually important. And
Well, you got so much going on in the situation,
but
that's for sure.
Put a bug in your ear so down the road that you might be thinking about this, or you might call them up and say, I want to get my property taxes on hold. I mean, you know, find out what I can't reassess. Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's also payroll tax relief in multiple counties due to fire as well. So the employers in multiple counties directly affected by fires, which began in June and July, may request a 60-day extension of time from the EDD to file their state payroll reports and or deposit payroll taxes.
That's important because they're not very nice to play with if you're late. I'm just saying, you know.
And that's very important
for a lot of people to
absolutely.
Know.
And that's without penalty or interest.
Right.
A written request for extension must be received within 60 days of the original delinquent date of the payment or return. So you might want to get together with your payroll person if you think that applies to you and get that letter drafted up and sent in.
Yeah, you probably I'll have to look at it, but I think you can actually do it online if you have an online account, which most people do with payroll for California because you have to file it all online these days. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. It's definitely important. So we
got about a minute to the top of the hour. I want to hit some of the Bundy stuff in the next hour. There's so many stories. It's like, where do you start? I mean, has the world gone crazy? Yeah, it really has. And I also wanted to tell everybody that if you haven't seen Death of a Nation by D'Souza, it's playing down in Anderson, and I'm going to go see it. From what I hear from everybody that's seen it, they said the thing's fantastic. You got to see it, and you know, change people's lives is how powerful it is. So that's a something.
Is it playing right now down there in Anderson?
Yes,
do you know?
It's down there in Anderson at the Anderson 14 movie show, and. Today it's at 1, 3:40, 6:15, and 9:00.
And I just want to let all the fire victims out there know, and people that are in the way of fire, you are in our prayers and thoughts
absolutely.
Every day. Yeah,
so, appropriate.
Yeah.
Little Toto, hold the line.
All
Let's
right.
go for
Stay
it.
Stay tuned for the second part of Sovereign Minds. This has been KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Nuclear diplomacy between the U.S. and North Korea hit highs and lows over the weekend as the country's top diplomats traded polite words and barbs, leaving efforts to rid the North of its atomic weapons at an uncertain juncture. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor John Bolton says President Trump has opened the door for North Korea's leader.
If the North Koreans can't figure out how to walk through it, even the president's fiercest critics will not be able to say it's because he didn't open it wide enough. We're going to have to see performance from the North Koreans. There's no question about it.
Bolton appeared on Fox News Sunday. Also on SRNews.com, Venezuela's defense minister says attackers mounting an assassination attempt were aiming to decapitate the government's entire top leadership, along with President Nicolas Maduro. Minister Vladimir Padrino Lopez appeared on state television Sunday to denounce what he called a terrorist attack. President Trump says his administration has done a lot to improve health care.
We had Obamacare repealed and replaced, except for one man who showed up at 2 o'clock and he voted no, he went no. But what we've done on health care is incredible. We've kept your numbers way down, way below what they thought. We've taken away the individual mandate, which is the single worst part of Obamacare.
Mr. Trump addressed supporters during a rally in Ohio last night. Governor Jerry Brown has called on President Trump to help California fight and recover from another devastating wildfire season. Brown, who inspected neighborhoods wiped out by a wildfire in the Northern California city of Redding, said he was confident the president would send aid. The Portland Police Bureau said it confiscated multiple weapons and arrested four people during Saturday's rowdy protest by right-wing activists and self-described anti-fascists. Police deployed flashbangs and other devices to try to disperse crowds. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Just dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword easy order. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Try P3 Advanced free. Dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword easy order. Again, dial #250 and say the keyword easy order.
Voters head to the polls in Missouri this week to decide whether to ban mandatory union fees in all workplaces.
The vote Tuesday on a so-called right-to-work law marks the first time the public will get to weigh in on union powers since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled earlier this summer that government workers cannot be forced to pay union fees. Unions from across the country poured millions of dollars into the fight against the measure, which would extend a similar ban to all private sector jobs. 27 other states already have right-to-work laws, including 6 Republican-led states that adopted them since 2012. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Swiss officials say they're not aware of any distress call from an old-time prop plane that crashed in the Swiss Alps before it went down, killing 20 people. They also expect the investigation into the cause of the crash to be relatively complex. Daniel Nett of the Swiss Transportation Safety Investigation Board says the plane appears to have hit the ground near vertically. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. A Taliban suicide bomber killed 3 NATO forces on a foot patrol in eastern Afghanistan on Sunday in an attack that also wounded a U.S. soldier and 2 Afghan troops.
The Czech military has confirmed that the 3 victims of the attack were all Czech service members. The Taliban claimed the attack, which took place near Bagram military base in the province of Parwan. U.S. Army General John Nicholson, the commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, said his thoughts and prayers are with the family of the fallen and wounded soldiers in the attack. NATO formally concluded its combat mission in Afghanistan in 2014, but some 16,000 U.S. and other NATO soldiers are providing support and training to Afghan troops and carrying out counter-terrorism missions. I'm Karen Chamas.
A high school science teacher from Cincinnati, Ohio, has rode solo across the Atlantic, setting a record for a west-to-east crossing. Bryce Carlson arrived off England's southwestern tip late Saturday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds.
okay, we having fun over there all by ourselves, or what?
Hey, you know, I'm just trying to look up a list of blacked out news items in the last, let's say 3, 4, 5, 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, it is unreal what the media has not been reporting.
We probably couldn't list it all.
No,
probably not.
We'd be here a while.
It's insane. And then they wonder why nobody wants to listen to them. And Jim Acosta, that Trump rally yesterday or the day before, whatever it was, they're ready to pull the guy down into the crowd, it seems like. And he's like, what? Why are you guys so mad? And the other day, it's like the... you need to talking to Sarah Sanders, the press secretary. Do you guys, are we really the enemy of the people? You're damn right you're the enemy of the people, you moron.
Yeah, you lie to them and mislead them and misguide them.
You don't tell them everything. You slant the facts. You don't report things at all. Anything you don't like doesn't seem to get on the air. And so you're trying to sway public opinion through thought shaping and disinformation and propaganda. Mm-hmm. And they're supposed to like you? And they're supposed.
Sure.
Oh, we're not the enemy of the people. We're the free press. No, you're not. You're the paid off propaganda meisters. You're the prostitutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like unbelievable. And they just—it's like they're killing themselves. They're wondering why they're going to go out of business. The New York Times hires this lady who hates white old men. She can't. She loves to torture white old men. Old white men. And then, what's her name?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. You can't make it up.
I'm just saying, wow.
So what's her name comes on, Candace Owens, and copies her racist tweets and replaces black with white with black. Mm-hmm. And they come unglued.
Well,
they go off the rails.
They must have had a heart attack.
Oh, she hated black. If you said, hey, I love to torture old black men, but it's okay to torture old white men because... they're Caucasians.
Guilt.
Wow.
See, your guilt should override your the fact that you're incensed by that. Don't you know that old white men deserve it?
And she's immediately suspended.
Why?
Ah, boy, I'll tell you what. The world has gone crazy. Like I say, I just hope we make it through the year. It's, 2018. I got to say, it's been a pretty rough year so far. My mother died. My horse died. My dog died.
We're not hitting any
fires.
Cylinders this year yet. The cylinders aren't firing at all. We're just...
I'm telling you.
Just ramping up.
Yeah.
It's like, what? So then we got an election coming. I mean, is there anything else that could go wrong?
Don't ask such a question.
I'm not even want to ask because we could, who knows? I mean, we're having firenados.
Yeah.
You know, we used to have tornadoes, and then now we have firenados.
Yeah. Global warming, don't you know?
Global.
Yeah.
Warming, from Canada. Changing. You're talking about from Canada now? Yeah. A global warming, don't you know?
Yeah. That warming changey.
Oh, boy. Okay, so where do we need to start here? I got on a little bit of a rant there, but it's like, good grief. You know, when does this crap actually become, you know, real?
The minute that we stand up as people and start addressing it and demanding change.
Yeah.
And getting rid of some of the people that are up there.
There is one solution. There's many avenues to that solution, but at the end of the day, the one solution is people get up and change it.
You know, I had a guy, I come out of the post office the other day, and I'm wearing my State of Jefferson hat, and I had my State of Jefferson shirt on. You know, I got my little badge and so forth. And he's like, State of Jefferson. And he's shaking his head, and I can tell, oh, yeah, it's a bad idea. Oh, State of Jefferson. He says, where's all the money going to come from? I don't know. Maybe if we stop sending it down to Sacramento, we'll have more than we need.
Maybe. It literally grows on trees here. The land is covered in cash.
Have you looked around at the natural resources that we won't even take advantage of?
It was.
Well, you know, now we've burnt off a few billion dollars. But
it will grow back.
Yes.
The other one is
properly
there's
managed.
There's resources besides the forest, too. There's quite a bit here.
And then the other one was, there's no legal way to split a state. Wow.
Yeah.
You're really up to speed on that one. Yeah. Have you looked at
the
article?
So were you at the post office downtown by the
veteran? No, Shasta Lake City.
I'm just saying.
Shut up. Shasta Lake City. So it's like, oh, I guess you forgot to read the Constitution, right? Article 4, Section 3, state split. Go, you know, West Virginia's, you know, North and South Dakota, you know, I mean, you know.
That doesn't count.
Carolinas, North and South, you know, I mean, none of that. So what it is people, but I'll tell you what that tells you is people are looking for answers, and that question was more of a, gee, can you answer my objection than it was, I'm actually against it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the
truth. I don't know anything, but I want you to help me out.
Well, that's right. I want you to tell me why it's going to work. Not necessarily that I'm against it, but you know, but that's human nature. It's like when you're in sales, you know, if you can answer all their objections, then they're sold. And I think that's starting to happen with the State of Jefferson. People are starting to go, wow, you know, this California thing, you know, not working out so good.
I am feeling the undercurrent change too. I think in the last few years we've watched it from people going, oh, that's nonsense, that's not happening, it's not that bad, to, oh, ho-hum, you know, what do we do about it? It'll fix itself. And now, it's especially after this fire and people started looking around, there is an undercurrent of anger building.
I'm beginning to see that's...
There should be. There should have been a long time ago.
Yeah,
people,
absolutely.
You should be angry. Right now, just make sure the anger is pointed in the right way at the right place.
So let me give you a couple of stories that I guess the mainstream just overlooked.
Okay. This is going to be fun, I can tell.
Okay. Obama congratulated in South Africa on being inspirational, just as the government was preparing to seize land from white farmers.
Yeah, was that before or after they were singing the We're Going to Shoot Whitey song?
I think it was after.
Yeah.
It could have been before. But, you know, he gives a speech saying, oh, yay, everybody. And all these people, yay, Obama, yay. And then while many of the white farmers have been brutally killed and many more are fleeing the country for their lives. And does Obama know about this or does he give a crap?
Oh, he knows. He supports it.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the mainstream media just missed that one because it doesn't go into the narrative that Obama's a great guy. And I said that while I was screwing a hole in my cheek for a dimple.
Yeah. Well, you remember the flap some years ago where he was taking selfies with the prime minister of the Netherlands and all of that?
Oh, yeah. Well, he was reaching around trying to cop a feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, Obama, what a great guy. You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here's another one. Let's see. Majority of liberals and Democrats say illegal aliens should be given the right to vote. What? A new poll that shows 54% of Democratic voters and 53% of liberal voters want 12 million illegal aliens. I don't know.
What's their qualifiers there? Is Democratic and liberal?
No, it's what it is. It's Stalin. No, Marx. Stalin.
Yeah.
Marx.
Yeah.
Marx, you liberal.
That's right. You know, and then the third is I'm a Nazi, you know, a national socialistic, blah, 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 you know. So they're not really sure if they're for Hitler or for Marx or for Stalin.
Well, they're just varying degrees of left wing. And sick and tired of the left-right paradigm being between all politics is circular. And on this end of the, on this part of the circle, we've got Nazis on the right, and we've got communists on the left. No, it's a line, and at far right is complete anarchy and lack of government, and then on the left is totalitarianism.
No, that's crap.
That can't be so because they're not reporting that. What's the matter with you?
It's true.
I'm just saying.
It's not circular, unlike their logic.
Yeah, that's from Breitbart, you know, and so, I mean, gee, I wonder how that's going to work in San Francisco and Chicago, and gee, let's just give everybody the right to vote.
Well, my question is how many old, rich, white Democrats are going to get voted out of office until they start screaming for immigration change?
Well,
you're going to see that worm turn real quick.
Well, it's going to be like San Francisco, except Nancy Pelosi lives in Napa Valley.
Yeah.
That's how it works. You stack and pack all the masses that are
except in my area.
The unwashed masses. But if you step foot into Napa towards my estate, you'll be shot down like a dog that you are. Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, there's not a smidgen of corruption out there.
Yeah, did you hear the story of breaking that apparently Dianne Feinstein's driver was a Chinese spy?
Get that Russian guy, the Trump Russia.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. 20 years. 20 years. Yeah. Oh boy, I bet they're just talking that up on MSNBC.
Yeah.
Trump's the devil. Feinstein has a commie driver for 20 years, and that's not so big.
That's not a big deal.
Yeah, the
no.
mainstream media needs a bigger rug to sweep things under.
It's unbelievable. I mean, you know, I mean, okay, so let's see. If Reagan has a meeting with Putin, it's okay. If Bush has a meeting with Putin, it's okay. If Clinton has a meeting with Putin, it's okay. If Obama has a meeting with Putin, it's okay. If Trump has a meeting, he's a freaking traitor.
Okay, well, here, can someone explain this to me? And play devil's advocate. Okay, the Russians colluded with the Trump campaign. There was a great big conspiracy to keep Hillary out of office because Putin wanted Donald Trump elected. Why? Why did Putin want Trump elected? So that he would increase America's strength, rebuild our military, interfere with the energy situation that Russia needs as a lifeline in there because he wanted him to strengthen NATO to stand against Russia? What did Putin get out of colluding to get Trump elected? Where's the graft for Putin here?
Yeah, and what would he have gained if Hillary would have been elected?
Everything.
Uranium One, Clinton Foundation.
Pipeline through the Crimea.
Yeah.
Yeah. NATO would still be sucking us dry.
So we know this is just like when you're a kid and your brother, you know, blames you for everything even though he did it.
It was him, I swear.
That wasn't me.
That's right.
It wasn't me.
Did you get in the pie?
Nope, wasn't me.
Man, you know the finger's getting pointed at you, and you're probably upstairs, you know, reading a book.
Yeah.
You come downstairs, and all of a sudden you're getting a whipping because, you know, your big brother's pointing at you saying he did it.
Yeah, meanwhile, you can't defend yourself because you really were upstairs looking at Dad's Playboy, but you can't say that. But you didn't eat the pie.
That's a pretty good analogy.
I wouldn't know.
What were you doing?
Which time, huh?
Nothing.
So, I mean, but how screwed up is this whole thing. That's, I mean, you can tell exactly what the Democrats and the communists and the, you can tell exactly what they're doing because they're telling, they're pointing the finger at you and blaming you for what they're doing on everything across the board. Think of one thing that that's not what they're doing.
And then when you push back on their nonsense, they double down.
Yep. Yeah.
That's what it's about, is they double down. They increase their, oh, what's the word I'm looking for?
Here's they're ominous.
They're incensed. I can't believe you would accuse me of such a thing.
Yeah, because I am pure as the driven snow.
I'm so morally beyond you.
It's kind of like I know I'm such a moral.
Wow.
I'm so morally superior to you.
Yeah.
Remember at the beginning of the show when we said they had terms for people like that in medication?
Yeah.
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 Well, here's kind of an example of what we're talking about a little bit. Crybaby Jim Acosta reportedly feared for his life at their Trump rally, but then video shows him posing for selfies with Trump supporters.
Maybe it wasn't the Trump supporters that made him fear for his life.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, string him up, whatever. Who knows what's going on? But it's like, then they got him showing, taking pictures with, guys with MAGA hats on. Yeah. That's like Joe Dan Gorman, from Intellectual Frog Legs. Yeah. He trolled Costa. You know, he's up there getting pictures, shaking Costa's hand while he's showing pamphlets of vote for Trump. Mm-hmm. same for my buddy up there in Nevada County, Neil Kristol. He did the same thing to Newsom, you know. So he's got Newsom shaking his hand. Newsom signs a State of Jefferson pamphlet. He's holding up State of Jefferson pamphlets while he's shaking his hand. Thank you, idiot. Oh, boy. Well, let's go to a break.
If you want to call in and have a question or comment or something to discuss, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Happening in the state of Jefferson. Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah. I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner. received news that chlorina and sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, chlorina and sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Kind of reflective of the current situation, isn't it?
Yep. That's going back in some time there.
Yeah, I remember a few street dances of that. Wow. So yeah. I guess we have a caller.
We do. We've got Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick, again.
Dang good morning. Happy to be back.
All right.
All right. What can we do for you?
Well, you know, you mentioned about Dianne Feinstein's driver being a spy for 20 years. And so I got on Breitbart here, and I've got the article up. Reports from Politico and San Francisco Chronicle revealed the alleged Chinese government mole. Now, what kind of a source is that? You know, Politico reported that the staffer allegedly delivered non-top secret political intelligence to the Chinese consulate. 5 years ago, the FBI told Feinstein, you know, this article stinks because, you know what? Kevin DeLeon needs all the help he can get. I'm not a supporter of Dianne Feinstein, but I find this quite suspicious. What's your thoughts on that?
Which part do you find suspicious? That the reporting and the source, or the fact that she's got
the Democratic Party would like to have Kevin DeLeon be our senator instead of Dianne Feinstein.
Well, good.
Yeah, that's true, but it doesn't change the fact that her driver was a spy for 20 years and that they knew it. They just didn't care until they could use it against
her. It's kind of funny. It's just coming out now.
I'm saying that might be just an accusation.
Well, you never know.
That was my thoughts on it. I mean, you throw something like that out, and 3 weeks from now, you know, in little tiny print, oh, well, you know, we were mistaken.
It's funny how they've
made their impression. You see my point there?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny how the smear machine comes out against anybody who is not in the light of the elitist glow.
Well,
I got $5 as it was leaving Yee's nephew.
That was my point. I mean, you know, the guy that was supposed to speak at the Patriots last week called in while Red and I were on the show.
Right.
And talked, and he had talking personally a couple of times with Kevin DeLeon, and he made the comment he's about as dumb as a bag of rocks.
He is. I think
that's probably what the Democratic machine wants in there.
Well, you know.
He's a total sock puppet.
Yeah, it's stupid is probably a good thing, you know, when you're being manipulated from on high.
Well, I don't know. Okay, here's another thought now. This Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah.
Well, she's getting a lot of national press, and I mean a lot. And here she is. I haven't looked at the article, but here's her quote. No district too red for us to flip. Do you know that this gal got less than 16,000 votes?
Wow.
And that's just unbelievable to me. She's getting national press. She's less than 30. She's never done nothing. She wants to give everything away to the people that don't contribute.
Yeah, she's a moron. I mean, as far as politically, I mean.
I'm here. If she gets all of this press and people actually see what she is, how about a long-standing Democratic district that goes red because everybody elects the Republican in November because she's a moron?
Well, the new darling
of the Democratic Party gets wiped.
Well, hopefully those voters are smart enough to see through her, but I just think it's ridiculous. Somebody, you know, we've had city council members that got more votes than that, and she's getting pressed, you know, all the way over here on the West Coast. It's just absolutely pathetic. Anyway, I wanted to bring those two to your attention. I hope you have a nice rest of the day.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Right, I appreciate your insight.
We do have another caller. We've got Ron. Good morning, Ron.
Yes, good morning. Listening to the fire reports and stuff, the fellow that passed away up there in Keswick or wherever it was at, it sounded like that he just didn't listen to the evacuation. Now we're finding out this morning that somebody would not let him out. I don't know if that was the sheriff's department or highway patrol or Cal Fire or maybe the soldiers we had here. But I wonder what would happen if those people that, their, I guess it was their brother, had have just said to heck with you and ran their...
They would have been arrested probably. I've ran into that before at my place when we had fires up there in Mountain Gate a few years back. And I said, hey, I got to go. I got to get through this because I've got my sister-in-law sitting over there with two children with no vehicle, and the guy was not going to let me through. He threatened to arrest me. He threatened all kind. If I'd have kept going, he would have probably arrested me. So I did an in run. I turned my vehicle around, and I knew there was a back road in, and I went around the men, went around the roadblock, and went into a back road on a four wheel trail, and got him out. And so I got to say that, you know, I understand that the police have control of the situation to a degree, but you know, when there's lives at stake, and you're the one that's willing to risk your life to save another, I think they should step out of the way. That's my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just wonder, boy, if you guys find out some more information, I'd like to know what agency did it and what officer put his name out there on the air. Who actually stopped those people? And, you know, if maybe they had got arrested, at least the guy would have probably been alive today. That's all I got to say. So,
well,
anyhow, thank you for your program. I enjoy it.
Thank
all
you.
Right,
I appreciate
thanks for
the call.
Calling in.
And just in a situation like that, we want to be very extremely certain of what we're talking about before we broach it. We want to know what happened, why. You know, we want to know the specifics.
Yeah, because there's a lot of factors in that. On both sides of the coin. I'm not saying they were right, they were wrong. I'm not saying any of that. But
saying we don't know.
We don't know. Yeah. So.
Well, do you want to go to another break? Yeah.
I guess.
Let's do it.
All right. Yeah. You've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Summertime blues, jump up and down in the blue suede shoes. Hey, did you rock and roll, rock on? And where do we go from here?
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. Cause I'm a tax man. Yeah, I'm a tax man. The 5% appear too small.
Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State. Hey, the tax man. Yeah, make sure you call him. Mm-hmm. Get your property reassessed.
You can call him a lot of things, yeah. Depending on which tax man you're referring to or all of the above.
I'll tell you what. I got a list here of the stuff that the press... You know, and this is just a partial list. It could go on. I could go on for quite a while here. You know, the press, you know, is the enemy. Are they the enemy of the people?
Intentionally.
Yeah, absolutely. Are they the enemy of freedom?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me give you this list here, partial list. Okay. Did the media report on the IRS scandals? Lois Lerner, you know, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they reported on it enough to tell the American people it didn't happen.
Right.
Which it did.
Not a smidgen.
She wasn't aware of anything.
Yeah, and then we find out that they're thick as thieves. And it goes all the way to top Obama. Benghazi, Fast and Furious. How about SEAL Team 6?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seth Rich, financial market rigging, LIBOR, the metals. How'd they do on that one?
What?
Huh?
Yeah. How about the Clinton Lynch tarmac meeting?
Huh?
Just a coincidence, right?
Yeah, just talking about their grandkids.
The Clinton Foundation.
Was it a coincidence?
Uranium One. How about the political weaponization of the FBI and the CIA?
Hmm.
How about the banksters protecting them? How about election fraud?
Yeah.
How
Which
about
has been shown to be rampant, especially here in California.
Yeah, I was going
to
say
laundering money. How about the pedophiles and the Hollywood elites?
Okay.
Nah.
It's like, and that's a partial list. Yeah. And then these guys are like, well, we're the beacon of freedom of speech, the freedom of the press. We'll give you the rest of the story.
Yeah.
Except we just won't print any stories that matter.
Yeah.
All right. So
no, they don't meet the agenda.
We do have a caller on the line. Susan, are you with us?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm calling back again about the man that died at Keswick. When she told me that her brother had died up there,
So you're talking to the sister of the guy directly?
Yes, the ones that tried to retrieve him. she goes, we had just gotten him out of the hospital yesterday and made it totally clear the man is sound asleep, recuperating. He needs to get out of there. He's not going to hear the door even knock.
So the question is, who stopped him?
Exactly. Now, her name's Kathy, and she's the owner of All Animal Grooming. Unfortunately, they're closed on a Monday, so you're not going to be able to call and ask her. But she said they went back three times and made it clear it was several hours before that town burned down.
Do you have any knowledge of what's coming out of law enforcement that the man was contacted and refused to leave?
The main thing she said, too, is they kept saying, we never leave anyone behind, ma'am. We'll get him. Don't worry about it. She goes, oh, my God. We kept going back. And
well, do they know whether he was contacted or not by law enforcement?
No. They have no idea.
So we need to find out which agency it was.
Yeah.
And we need to find out who went there and contacted them. And this sounds, I mean, yeah, I'll tell you what, I hate to be skeptical, but it sounds a little bit like a CYA deal going on here. You know, I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
There's a lot of factors that could be in play here that we're not aware of. And I'm not saying what they did was right or wrong, or it could have been done differently. But I don't think, as far as we are, we have enough information to make a judgment call.
No, we're just trying to find out the facts.
So if somebody else knows more information or got an inside story or something, or please let us know.
Yeah, feel free to call her because she.
Do you have a number for her that we can get for?
She's in shock that it happened.
Right. Do you have a number that we can get off the air for her?
Well, it's just All Animal Grooming.
Yeah, we'll give them a call.
Okay.
We'll,
I thought
we'll
maybe you had another number.
I'll get on
her. No,
I don't.
I know where her house is because that's where she used to live and had her business, but she moved it to Lake Boulevard.
Yeah. What I think, Susan, is there is a lot of questions about a lot of things that happen with this, and we need to be very diligent in identifying what went wrong, what went right, fixing what went wrong, and actually getting to the problem. Do we have a policy problem? Do we have an individual officer on the ground problem? Do we have a failure to plan properly? We need to get together as a community when this settles down. I think we need to have a large community meeting, and we need to hear from the public, the people that were evacuated, first responders, the volunteers. We need everybody at the table sitting down going, this worked, this didn't work, why did this work, why didn't this work? And we need to identify clear solutions of things that we need to change so that we can mitigate things like this, whether it's fuels reduction, whether it's better planning on evacuations, whether, I mean, there is a list of things that needs to be addressed and corrected. But I think that
evacuation thing, we got a call. It said code red on it, get out now. But then I seen that story and watched it about the lady and her husband at Stanford Hills. They never got a call. And just to imagine that they had to break through these locked gates and then run for their lives with the wildlife. She said we were running with rats and bunnies and deer and following them because they seemed to know where to go. And she said that it turned out she probably ran 4 miles.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah.
Just unbelievable story. Why weren't they called?
Well, those are questions that certainly need answers.
See their whole frickin' neighborhood going down.
Yeah.
Those are questions that need to be asked. They're questions that need to be answered. And we have to identify the true problems, and there's a lot of them behind this situation and things that need to be corrected. You know, but I think it's also important to remember that on the boots on the ground level, there's nobody out there that would intentionally harm or leave somebody or do anything.
I know. There was some bad miscommunication there.
And we need to figure out
where
the break of the line is.
All right. Thanks for calling back. We appreciate that. Yeah.
See, we have another caller, Gary.
We do. We've got Gary Hollihan. Hey, Gary. You're on the line.
Good morning again. Okay, Nick prompted this first one. Dianne Feinstein ought to be investigated for harboring and abetting a spy. I mean, nobody could be that stupid.
It's not, it's not spying anymore. Don't you remember?
20 years and not know something was amiss.
Well,
I can't believe
it. Depends
that.
On
okay.
who you are,
well,
if it's spying.
Well, Dianne Feinstein, you guys are the number crunchers. We need an oversight committee to see what's happening with the money that this county will be awash in.
Absolutely.
In this disaster money. And it needs to be out there, how it's spent, et cetera. And people like yourself that are not afraid to call a spade mm-hmm. would be much, much appreciated. And connection with that, would you like to start not a lottery, but a pool as to what date the county will find millions of dollars for a county jail all of a sudden? I'd say that they'll probably wait. If they have brains, they'll wait about a year, year and a half, and then the money will materialize. I'll take my thoughts on the air. Bye.
All right. Thanks for calling.
There is a lot to be said for that, you know, and nobody can make the reasonable argument, oh, our county would never do that. Really? Where's our AB 109 fund?
Yeah. Now, when the funds come in, do they all go to the Board of Supervisors? Or will they be divided up amongst different areas?
I don't know.
And those are questions that need answers. How much of it's going to pass through Sacramento, and how much of that money is going to survive passing through Sacramento?
Right, yeah.
And make no mistake, the pigs are lining up at the trough for this one.
It's like sending a dollar to Washington, and before it gets spent on when you send it to, 95% goes to administration.
Yeah, I'm just saying, does anybody know the chain that it's going to follow, and how does that work?
Does anybody trust Jerry Brown to get us our money?
Yeah.
And anybody that trusts Jerry Brown to make sure that Shasta County and the people at the sharp end of the stick get what's coming to them, go ahead and give us a call.
Oh, but it came here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My question is how to get out.
Photo op. It's like the Feather River Dam thing. He flew in on a helicopter. This comes from a source on the ground at mm-hmm. the time. The guy did a photo op, didn't give a crap, got back in his helicopter and left. So before we go to a break.
It sounds like a few of them do that.
That's another clear indicator of the value that they place on us up here in the North State. Is look at the Oroville Dam.
What value?
Yeah.
What value?
Hey, I gotta do this. This is a little thing I got on the email, and it's entitled "The Mother Superior of Stupid." And this is all actual quotes from Nancy Pelosi, the Mother Superior of Stupid. Just because someone is here illegally doesn't mean they've broken on any of our laws. We should only deport illegal aliens if they do something illegal. Building a wall will violate the rights of millions of illegals.
Illegal. Remember, illegal.
If we hadn't fought the war on terror, the VA wouldn't be having so many problems.
What?
You can't make this stuff. The only one that can top it is Sheila Lee Jackson. Homicide is the leading cause of murder.
Wow. Okay.
And this is the
Democratic. Really?
Here's the Democratic platform now. Impeach Trump, raise taxes, shield illegals, confiscate guns, and weaken America. And they're going into the midterm elections with that as their platform.
Yeah.
With that, let's go to a break and come back.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 really? Community what Radio for the North
State. What color was George Washington's white horse?
There's only here. chimney.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Let that play a little bit. You gotta like that. A little Van Morrison. I gotta say, I'm really partial to. That's for you, Linda.
Have I told you there's no one above you? Well, my heart will flatter. Take away my sadness. Ease my trouble. That's what you do.
I'm actually triggered by this song.
I'm not sure what that means. I'm not sure what triggered by means.
Sovereign
okay.
Mind Radio. That's all I got to say. He's triggered by it.
And maybe I don't want to know the definition,
I just figured that it points out his patrimonial misogynistic side, the fact that she actually needs confirmation of his love, the value of her own self-worth as a strong woman.
So it reminds you of your ex, is that what you're saying?
Okay, wow.
As far as I know, she's still in the institution.
Jeez.
It's funny because it's true.
It's not really that funny.
I didn't wear my boots today. My God.
Wow.
Wow.
Boy. Wow. I got a couple quotes from Winston Churchill.
Is it going to trip somebody's trigger? I don't know.
Maybe. This could be trigger stuff. I don't know. You'll never reach your destination if you stop and throw stones at every dog that barks. That's pretty good. A positive thinker sees the invisible, intangible, and achieves, and feels the intangible and achieves the impossible. I like that one. Let me see. This other one that I should. Let's see. That's going to get a blah, blah, blah. I got one more here. A pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity, and an optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. And I think that's pretty appropriate considering what the conversation has been about.
It is. And that I think right now we have a great opportunity.
Yeah, I agree.
There's a lot that could be done.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much to do, and it's like the beginning. That's why, you know, like the song said, you know, I mean, there's no past, there's only the future. And you have now to control the future.
Yeah, and it's an opportunity. Everybody's watching. Everybody's pulling together, and we need to capitalize on that.
I agree. Yes.
I agree with that one.
So we could capitalize on how stupid Nancy Pelosi is.
Oh, man, we could do two. But I think, we would have to do a whole show.
I think that falls into the throwing stones along the way at dogs.
Yeah.
But
plan, I go take some candy from some babies while I'm at it.
God. I do want to mention that I posted this on Facebook. $5 trillion doomed U.S. pension shortfall, now the size of Japan's economy. That was Zero Hedge, 731 of 2018.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
Yeah, you know, I still kind of have to believe you might keep those go bags ready. And, you know, there could be an economic disaster coming. I love Trump, don't get me wrong. I love what he's doing, but at the same time, I don't think we're out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination in any kind of measure. Yeah, we've got some jobs, but what kind of jobs are they? Yeah, we're going deeper into debt. Yeah, I mean, they're printing money like nobody's business still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gotta say, I mean, I hope we make it to the November elections before we have a real problem, but I don't know. I haven't seen it for years. Maybe I'm just a Chicken Little and I'm all screwed up. But, you know, tinfoil hat kind of guy. But I don't know. Has things changed in the last 10 years, or is it just me?
Yeah.
What hasn't changed?
That's what I'm saying. So 10 years ago when I say that the sky was falling, was the sky really falling? Well, it didn't fall on us unless you, you know, count all the chemtrails, and then it kind of did.
Well, it didn't fall at once. It's just been piece after piece.
That's right. We've slowly been getting unwound from our former lifestyle of prosperity in America. But, I mean, I think the good days are still to come. But, wow, it's kind of hard to look at the last 10 years and not with any, you know, honesty at the measurement of catastrophes and problems that we've had to not say that there's been something going on.
It's just been snowballing.
Well, it again... There's opportunity here.
Right.
And it really is up to us as the people, as the Americans. Are we going to pony up, knuckle up, buckle up, fight our way through this and come out the other side stronger? Or are we going to turn ourselves into a bunch of sissified European socialists and take the long walk into the dark night?
Yeah, and you could suck your thumb and be triggered and go crawl into the corner. We do have to touch on the Bundy stuff a little bit. You know, the three men from the Bundy Ranch standoff faced prison despite the case being dismissed. You know, evidently it's come out who the actual shooter was of Lavoy Finicum.
Casey Cody,
and so that's not over
and
by any stretch.
Now I am officially a bad person for disseminating that name.
Really? Well, you were officially a bad person before you decided that name.
I'm pretty sure I'm on a couple of lists.
Mike, when were you a good person?
It's like, now he's really bad.
I'm just saying.
I'm sure there was a moment there between birth and when the doctor smacked me on the butt and I was still okay.
Was that a trigger moment?
I was going to say, did that trip your trigger then?
No. But, yeah, a perfect example of the media bias, okay, is MSM is the one that actually reported the names of these officers. They're the ones that, quote-unquote, unmasked them and revealed their names to the public.
Right.
And rapidly those names went out over social media and things like that. And MSN turned around and said, well, anybody that's disseminating those names are obviously terrorists.
We're not the enemy of the people. We're the press.
Yeah. I'm confused.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, don't do as I do. Do as I say. Shut up and go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
about 1 minute out.
But there are some big revelations that are coming out about that. If people want to become really well informed about the trials, I urge you guys, go to Readout News. There's no better reporting on this situation.
Seems like we never have enough time. There's not enough time to report all the news that the media won't cover.
It never is.
I know. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be it had some faith in the press, you know, and that's the rest of the story. You know,
I do have faith in some press, and it's really the, I guess this, you would call them the civilian media.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
The only press has gotten very good.
That's the only press I have any faith at all in right now is the Citizen Journalism.
Yeah, and it's become better and better and more effective.
I agree.
It's the only... It's the last vestige of true free press in the country.
Yeah, the old gray lady lost her teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going down the hill.
Yeah.
It's kind of like she's going to be in bed with Ginsburg here pretty soon at the Gettysburg Address. Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, truth, not lies.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Have a safe week, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.